Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mitch Evans Experience back with you here for a Friday evening. Week three of the college football season's upon us. Georgia, South Carolina, of course, the game on the local front that's in the limelight. But another SEC-related contest that's also quite interesting is Tennessee traveling to Norman to take on the Oklahoma Sooners. And for me, when I think about Sooners football, it's all about the Barry Switzer years, and it's an honor and a pleasure to welcome Coach Switzer to the show right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Coach, how are you?
Good, Mitch. Good to be on the show.
I'm curious to know, right out of the shoot, what does the guru of the wishbone think of the spread offenses and up-tempo approaches we see in the game today?
I love what Chris Altert, obviously out at Nevada, did with the spread offense with Pistol. One back offense with the quarterback and pistol and spread depth and running the option offense from that. I like that, and that's from a spread formation. But I like Auburn's even better. Auburn, Gus Malzahn has the wishbone offense running from a spread offense. He attacks the perimeter of the defense. He runs the triple option. And his play action game, passing game, is outstanding. So what Auburn does, I'm a big fan of. If I was coaching today, that's exactly the playbook I would be running.
Let me ask you this. You know, with Georgia Tech and the offense that Paul Johnson runs, I mean, one complaint that you hear locally here in the Atlanta area is that they're so reliant on the run that if they fall behind, they don't have the capabilities to be able to pass it enough. But do you think with what Coach Johnson has always run with that option offense, that that is a possibility to be able to, if you had the right quarterback who could throw the football a little?
Well, he's a different. He runs, lines his quarterback up underneath the center. He runs the, basically from a wishbone look with wingback sets. But that's basically, he's a three-back offense in the backfield with the quarterback underneath. He is not in spread offense, and he's more conventional wishbone. And it does have that knock that the fact that your quarterback is a, basically a pure runner and not a passer. And when if Georgia, in my opinion, I mean, if Auburn, in my opinion, if they had a quarterback to throw in the football last year, they would have won the national championship. But I think their offense was that good. The running game is that good. When they play action pass, people are running wide open. They have got receivers, no one within 15 yards of them because of the ability to run the option play and to be able to fake off of that. And they enter out of the spread where they have the ability with a quarterback that, if they did have one that could throw the football, they can really move the ball around. And the reason why I think it's such a great offense is because they do attack the perimeter with the option game, not just a sweep play where it draws everybody in pursuit of the ball. It makes a team play disciplined defense because when you run up against the option, someone's got deep third, someone's got the pitch, someone's got the quarterback, someone's got the dive. And that's what Gus's offense does to people. Same thing I did to people with the wishbone. You make a defense play disciplined to the option responsibility. And that makes good players have to think. And when good players have to think, sometimes good players aren't very smart and they make mistakes. And if they just sprint to the football on conventional plays, running the ball, then I think, obviously, it's a good offense because you make players, good players have to think. They're in trouble a lot of times because they make mistakes.
College Football Hall of Famer and one of three coaches to win a national championship and a Super Bowl, Barry Switzer, with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back when you were coaching Oklahoma, did you ever believe that you would see what we see today with a playoff system in place, players on the precipice of receiving pay for play and guaranteed scholarships, and the power conferences joining together to gain control virtually over the NCAA?
Well, television makes that all happen. There's always going to be leagues, mergers, teams coming together, strengthen the leagues for television contract. The dollar dictates everything. We always know that. It's always been coming that way. Now, as far as your other comment about players being paid, I don't think that will ever happen. I think the reason why is because there are too many state universities. It's a federal law, Title IX. If you're going to give a male player money, you're going to give a female player money, and that will not allow any athletic program in the country. Football pays for everything. You have 23, 24, 30 sports that some institutions have, intercollegiate institutions. Hey, football pays for everything. There's no way you're going to pay a football player without paying women. So, big guys, it'll never happen because who in the world is going to give up state-appropriated federal dollars for state universities by doing such? And the federal law will not allow it to happen because of Title IX.
Coach, I'm curious, too, about your thoughts on that whole situation with what happened at Northwestern with players trying to get together to, at the very least, get some sort of stipend or for their own likeness for jersey numbers.
Well, that's all it is talk and get together and do it. But I'm telling you, they're up against something they don't understand. They're up against the federal law. Title IX will never happen. Title IX is so powerful that you can have football players that are accused of sexual assault, and the prosecuting attorney, the district attorney, and the chief of police will not prosecute them because there's not enough evidence to convict them. But the Title IX can kick them out of school, take their eligibility, and get them expelled from school.
Right.
And you tell me you're going to go up and get your player paid today when they have that type of power? Hell no. Forget about it.
Let's get back to football. Do you think what Bob Stoops and his Sooners squad did to Alabama in the Sugar Bowl gave the program a boost as far as renewing national recognition about OU football?
I would think there was no question. In the 90s, this program was floundering. It didn't win but 60% of the games. Stoops has got it back to winning 80% of its games. And that's what we did in the 70s and 80s here. Obviously Bob has done a great job. The first time I saw his team play, I knew we had the right guy at the helm. I saw how they lined up, how they played offense and defense. And he's done an outstanding job. And we're back at the perennial of power in the college football. And that's where we belong. It's where we've always been. And we attained that spot again.
A new book has been published about your coaching career called Switzer, the Player's Coach, and it's told through the voices of the youngsters that played for you. A universal theme details your recruiting expertise, particularly in the state of Texas. Why were you so good at stealing away the best players like a Billy Sims from the Lone Star State?
Well, first of all, that's not my book. I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't commission the author in Tulsa World. Jimmy Trammell wrote that book.
Okay.
He let me read it after he wrote it. I did my own book 20-something years ago called Bootlegger's Boy. That was more of my story. But today, to answer your question about why I was successful recruiting in Texas, is that, first of all, I had the ability to out-recruit certain coaches because I'm recruiting a black athlete at all positions, and they weren't even offering the scholarships to black athletes. I was recruiting a black quarterback in 1971, and they weren't even offering scholarships in the Southwest Conference or the SEC at this period of time. So it's obvious that I'm going to do a better job recruiting. I'm getting better players. That wouldn't be true today. But I had a great program to sell to. I was able to win. The players want to be where good things happen. They want to go to bowl games, contend for championships and national championships. And we're doing that at Oklahoma. Everyone talks about this being, everyone sells that, but at Oklahoma is a reality. It wasn't a dream. It's happening. And the other people were selling dreams to kids, and they looked at Oklahoma as a reality. It happened, and they wanted to be a part of something good. Good players come here. They'd be surrounded by other good players, so good things will happen.
Legendary Oklahoma football coach Barry Switzer with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline here on 92.9 The Game. Coach, you've remained very close with many of your former players, which led you to create and host this interactive show, Coach's Cabana. Tell us a little bit more about it and how much fun you have in doing it.
Well, Coach's Cabana is a show where I do a webcast of the game in real time. In fact, this year, Cox Communication, Cox has given me a digital linear cable channel where I can go online, a Mosaic channel where I've got half the screen, or a split screen. I have half the game on one side of the screen and me on the other one-third of the screen, and it's live Coach's Cabana show where I'm doing tweets, interact with fans, and I'm doing color with my ex-quarterback, Thomas Lott, and with an anchor radio guy named Mark Rogers. And it's fun. It's a reality show. It's like asking someone to come sit in my cabana and watch the game with me. It's web cameras from all different angles showing the entire room, ex-players dropping by. It is spontaneity, No format, no rigid format like sitting in the studio doing a studio game or coverage of a game. This is simply the coaches talking about a school
right.
that he knows a lot about, the coaches and the players, and having a good time with it, having fun.
This is the first season of it, Coach?
No, this is second season. We're full season. We've done it.
All right, and that's if anybody's interested in tuning into that, you can go on the internet and go to Coach's Cabana.
CoachesCabana.com, CoachesCabana.com. Plus, the fact that you can go on, you can do a split screen. If you got a smart TV, you can do split screen. You look at if you get the OU game, Tennessee game, you're part of the country. You can get go split screen, and then the other half of the screen will be me doing color on the game.
That sounds great.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, guys, I appreciate it. I've got to go, and it's good talking to you. Let's enjoy it, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Bye-bye.